Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
That's why we came. That's why we came. We give you all the glory. Oh, we magnify you, Father. Just wave those hands to him. Everywhere with such honor and reverence in your heart. What is a worship service without worship? And what is worship without sacrifice? Oh, we bring you the fruits of our lips, giving praise and thanks unto your holy name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands all over the world. All over the nations, lift your hands. Lift your hands. From anywhere, all race, tribe and tongue. Lift your hands. Now say after me. Say, today, we declare in your presence, Father, that your Son, Jesus Christ, is Lord of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things beneath the earth, that at his name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that he is Lord, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. He reigns forever. He reigns in our hearts. He reigns in our lands. He reigns in his church. And we praise you in his name, Father of all glory. We return all the glory to you. For your Son Jesus Christ is worthy of all glory, all honor, all praise, all thanksgiving. We ascribe unto him every power, every might, every victory, all riches, all authority, all wisdom, all dominion. Oh, we raise an altar of worship. Shandeli karade sahate yakaha. Take joy, my King,
In what you hear, let be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We bless you, Father, today. And our hearts are open to receive of the ministry of your spirit and the light of your truth, the light of your knowledge in your word. Shine forth and confound your enemies. Shine forth and arrest and dethrone everything that exalted itself against the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Shine forth. Shine forth and confound the wise and the mighty. Taye kushagataya. Ebrande sandaya. We give you praise and we submit to the leadership, the tutorship, the influence, the counsel of your spirit, even as we receive your word. Today I pray that my communications will be with such demonstrations of your spirit and power, that I communicate your word accurately, precisely, making your mind known without any other interference. I bring under subjection every other contrary power. And I decree and declare that the light shines today in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it. Today I pray that as I communicate the ministry of your spirit and of your word, that there be such increase of grace in the hearts of men, that faith be stirred up, that boldness be imparted, that men be empowered, that men be strengthened to go forth and carry out exploits, to walk out of things they thought they were bound to, in the name of Jesus, to walk out of things they thought they were bound under, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Breathe freshness. Let the burdens people came here with be lifted off their shoulders. Solve difficult situations. Solve difficult puzzles. People that have questions that have not been answered, give them their answer today. Let every man live here with clear understanding, with clear instruction, with clear direction of your leading in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you glory and we're Karadosha. And as your word goes forth, I pray that our hearts and our lives, our families, our environments, our territories be filled with the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. All the good things that comes through your word, Lord, we take delivery of them today. In the name of Jesus Christ. People have been healed. People have been delivered from the traps of the fowler. People have been launched into new dimensions of effectiveness, of excellence, of impact, of glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. If you believe and receive, you know God answered this prayer. Shout your loudest amen. Now give the Lord Jesus Christ, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, a mighty, mighty clap of offering and shout of praise. Welcome everyone by your side, to your left and to your right, to church today. Make sure there will be no stranger by your side today. Introduce yourselves and let them introduce themselves to you. Make sure no stranger will sit by your side. And can you tell them, I'm blessed you're the one by my side today. Say, tell them, let's tear ourselves up. Say, God has something awesome for us today. Psalms chapter 2, verse 7 to 9. Today is World Missions Sunday. So that's the beat that I'm mature. You know, when they say you're eating bitter leaf soup, children don't shout. But when they say you're licking ice cream, mature men don't shout at ice cream. Is that right? Your appetite shows your maturity. What did I say? Today is World Missions Sunday. Hallelujah. Now, we worked on this scripture in the second service, so I won't go back to it, but we were going to read it to lay foundation to move forward in what God has for us in this service. Hold that neighbor by your side and read to that neighbor. 1, 2, go. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Help me hold that neighbor and say, this is a messianic scripture. Fulfill the day. The voice of the excellent glory sounded. As Jesus came out of Jordan River, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now tell your neighbor, you and I who are in Christ are also heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So say, in Christ, Jesus is no longer the only begotten of the Father. He is now the first begotten of the Father. Say, because through his finished work, he has raised many other sons unto glory to the Father. Tell your neighbor, I am one of them. Say, I am a son of God. Say, so that scripture speaks of me too. Say, because as Jesus is, say, as he is, so am I right here on earth. Say, I'm a son of God. I am born of God. Powerful. Did you get that? Now keep holding that neighbor. Don't lose those hands. Those are miracle hands. Blessed hands. Continue reading to your neighbor. Now this is what we said in the second service. Sons. And the sonship is talking about here is mature sons. Somebody say mature sons. No, because Jesus didn't become a son at the age of 30. It was at the age of 30 that he came to a place of announcement, of manifestation. His kairos, to now being launched fully into the ministry. In 3.5 years, he was done with his work. So it talks about the day appointed of the Father. The place of maturity. Now, sons have a kind of appetite. Somebody say, sons have a kind of appetite. Say, immature children. Say, nepios. You know, I've taught you that the Greek word for immature children is nepios in the scripture. Say, they have also a kind of appetite. Tell your neighbor, let's look at the appetite of sons. And you know, your appetite determines your visions. Your appetite determines and instructs your prayers. So when I listen to your prayer language, when I listen to the things that are the yearnings of your heart, the things that move you the most, I know exactly your level of maturity in the spirit. When Jesus was announced that he has now become a Hios, mature son, and the day appointed by the Father, at the fullness of time for him to enter into the manifestations of his ministry, look at what God placed before him. Verse 8. Let's read and read out loud. 1, 2, go. One more time. Ask of me and I'll give you the nations. And I told you the nations in the scripture means what? Love sons, be there. If I teach you, you tell me. What did I say the nations mean? The what? The heathens. Those that are lost. Those who don't have a covenant. So another word for them is Gentiles. When you hear Gentiles, a people without a covenant with Jehovah, a people without a covenant with Christ, those who do not have and they have not received Christ. So under the Old Testament, there are those who are not Israelites, because God only had a covenant under the Old Testament with Israelites. Okay, that's why Jesus said to that woman of Samaria, he said, listen, you Samaritans, you worship what you don't know. Salvation is of the Jews. He said, that's the only nation on earth, Abraham and his children naturally, that God made the covenant. But it is for a purpose. So that that lineage will introduce the Christ, the Messiah, that will no longer just save only Jews, but all nations. So both Jews and what they call the Gentiles, those who were not naturally the children of Israel, will all come together and become spiritual children. So today, the covenant of God is not with natural Jews, it's with the spiritual Jews. That's Zion, the spiritual Zion. So both natural Jews and those who are Gentiles naturally must all come into Christ and come into a Zion of God, a spiritual Zion, a heavenly Jerusalem, no longer an earthly Jerusalem, the city of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Wave your hands if you're getting it. Come on, say, I hear. Come on, say, I hear. Say, ask me. Your prayers reveal your desires. Whatsoever you desire when you pray. What's your prayer point like? What are the things that move your heart the most? Say, ask me of the nations. Ask me. I will give them to you as your inheritance. And the ends of the earth for your possessions. I was a young man, very young, at the age of 18, entered into prescience. And as I knelt down to pray at many times, different people were praying for different things. My prayer was, give me the school. Lord, give me the school. Lord, give me the school. One of the nights, God is my witness, I was praying just by the basketball court at the MBK Mbaoku campus. It was one of my midnight prayers. I would come in the midnight and pray so many times till morning. But I stayed there, I kept praying. Lord, that your glory be known, that your word be known. I was praying and praying and praying, and suddenly, it was like a ball of fire, but not, it was a dirty fire. You know, where you have fire that is burning, if some of you have seen some kind of smoke that comes, it's not normal, it's not clean, it's dirty. It just rolled up before me. I'm telling you the truth, and I do not lie. It rolled up like this, vroom, 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 and it went up into the atmosphere with some demonic noise. Different noises, which I can't even make. And I began to praise God. And the Lord said, now UNIZIC is in your hands, he said. So one day somebody asked me, he said, Pastor, anytime you say, boom, UNIZIC students gather, no matter what, I say it was given me. I don't have to wear canvas. I don't have to wear jeans to try to appeal to young people. It was given to me. There is nothing you have that is not given to you. And the only way you receive is by asking. I asked for my school. By the time I spent that year and then 4 years on the graduate program, 5 years together, we had over 1,500 souls. That what God gave to me, he gave me a music outfit. So we call the United Fellowship Choir and we use it, praise in the house family. So we'll plan music things and we use it and then we'll preach the gospel, win souls and then get to follow them up. We had on record over 1,500 students that gave their life to Jesus, that we had on record, not the ones we didn't have on record. That's where Pastor Koma them met me. That's where Mama them. That's where most of the people you see met me. God gave me. I asked, he gave. When I came into Oka, the same thing. I began to ask for my city. So you hear me say, my city. I began to ask. He said, ask me for the ends of the earth, territories. Ask me for geographical countries. So a man called John Knox began to pray that God's work and the revival of his work will be seen in his nation. And prayed and prayed. And prayed and prayed. He said, give me my nation. A man was praying. He said, give me my nation or I die. He said, take me out of this earth if you won't give me this nation. That people will know your light. He prayed and prayed and God gave. With his ministry, over 40 years, all the alcohol pubs, clubs, everything closed up. For 40 years, that revival stayed. Nobody drank alcohol in that city, in his nation. Everywhere around. That's how men can ask for the kind of power and influence over a territory, over a nation, over a city. But it's the taste of sons. The taste of sons. Taste of sons. You know the taste of children. Children ask for, gimme, 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 gimme. It's my own, it's my own. That's children. Now look at verse 9. What should we do with these nations and the territories God gives to us? He said, you shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Meaning, I will give you rulership, authority, and dominion to rule and determine what will happen in those places and over those lives. I will give you commanding power. I'll give you authority where you stand, stretch your hand and say a thing, and it happens. Now, this is the authority that was given to Jesus, and he obtained it. Somebody say he obtained it. The Bible says in Psalms, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, therefore, God has highly exalted him. And giving him the name that is above every name. And I taught you name means what? Shout it louder. Names means what? Shout it so your neighbor can hear it louder. Names means what? That's I'm giving you the authority, the dominion, the lordship that is above every principality and power. That is above every might or dominion. That is above every authority, every title, every name given in this age or in the age to come. The Bible says, at the name, not at the mention of the name, is at the name. That means at the authority, when you engage the authority. And it's also engaged by declaring it in the name of Jesus. We saw it in the scripture. How Peter looked at the man at the beautiful gate and said, I know you're wanting money, but right now, silver and gold, I'm not with, I don't know for John, but as such as I have faith in God's word and I have the power of attorney to use his name. As such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, stand up. And when the rulers and the scribes and Sadducees and Pharisees, the rulers of Israel, asked him, how did you make this man well? He said, let it be known. It is faith in Christ and in his name. Somebody say, faith in the name of Jesus. He said, that's how this man has been made whole. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those beneath the earth. The three realms of existence, heaven, earth, and hell. Demons tremble at that authority. Every knee bows, and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you have a tongue and you can speak, raise your hands and declare it. Let it reverberate and let every corner of this earth know it. Ah, was that spirit? Let the angels carry this word. Let hell tremble. Jesus is Lord! Oh, call that name again. Jesus Christ is Lord. So all dominion, all authority, the government, the Bible says, shall rest on his shoulders. And of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Was rested on Jesus. He has power over nations. And he has power over distant lands. The same Jesus. Now, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he rose with this authority. What did he now do with that authority that was rested on him? What is the number one major focus, major purpose of the authority of Jesus? Hey, all of you that will hear me, that's a secret to the miraculous. You know, you can use this mic as a hammer. So, someone said, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail to you. Everything is hit, hit, hit. You can use this mic as a hammer. But look at how it is. Will it serve successfully as a hammer? After a while, will it break? Because the purpose it was not made for that. And it was not designed for it. But start using it for its purpose, and you see this mic assume the fullness of the power of its potentials. Connect it to a sound system, a public address system, and the beauty comes out. Give it a good mix, and suddenly something that somebody is thinking is a hammer becomes an instrument that is beautiful, awesome, miraculous. So what it is this, when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. When people don't know the purpose of authority, they will abuse authority. And when authority is abused, it's not effective. Do you know why authority was given to Jesus? It's for nations. The moment you understand and begin to align with it, that's why the Bible says, in my name, they will cast out devils. There are Christians that devils are chasing. And there are Christians that are chasing devils. The difference is one knows the power and the purpose of the name of Jesus. The other doesn't know. He thinks the name of Jesus is for his personal needs only. So it's always my house, my promotion, my job, my family. And God cares about those things. The scripture is very clear. God is compassionate. God is merciful. He says our heavenly Father knows that we have needs of these things. There are no needs in our lives that takes God's unawares. God, there is nothing that ever shows up in your life and God says, hey, I didn't expect it. No. And God doesn't need a committee to solve your needs.
He doesn't need a committee to solve our needs. He knows. My Father knows my needs. But there are people that think that's what it is. But it's like somebody carrying a full-powered payloader. It's coming in. He said, what is it? He said, there is a chicken house I want to bring down. What chicken house? One little thing with woods put together. That's why you went to hire a payloader. Something you can kick. Why are you using the name of Jesus for mundane things?
Matthew chapter 28. Let's see. What's the purpose? What's the number one purpose? Those who understand this are those who assume the fullness of the power of that name. That's why people are casting out devils. People are the ones laying hands on the sick, and there are others that are online begging. Begging. You know, I see certain things and I sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will tell me, say, son, how my heart breaks when I see my children. I said, all sacrifice has been made. He said, I have given them of my spirit, myself, all of it. They have an inheritance. All things are theirs. Then I see them beg as paupers. Please now, man of God, help me, help me. If you don't pray for me, I'll be there. If you're a powerful father, you're wealthy, you're compassionate, you're loving. You love your children so much, and one day you see your child by your neighbor begging for food, will you be proud? Do you know how the heart of God is? When he sees the wounds he's made all the investment of. Some are crying. Witches are pressing me in the night. Witches are pressing me in the night. I want deliverance. And it's true. Witches are pressing them in the night. It's not real. Don't laugh. Oh, it's a serious issue. Since I ate in the dream, I became sick. Hey, I read my Bible. I never see where, anywhere, the devil gave anybody food. Have you seen? Maybe you can tell me. Maybe I didn't take note of it. You know, we keep increasing in knowledge. Please, if you find anywhere, the devil gave, the only persons that gave anybody food is God and angels. Manna, Elijah, wake up and eat. Everywhere food was given. Peter, in a trance, kill and what? If you give me food, devil, I go chop him. I finish. The Bible says in my name, they will take up poisonous things and it will not harm them. What are you afraid of? How did you eat in a dream and then it destroyed your future? But the truth is, it's happening to people. It's happening. It's a real issue. We're not denying it. It's actually happening to people. The point is, there's a difference between the pious and heels. No father trusts a child with authority. So until you get to maturity, there is a level of authority you're not allowed to wield. You have to hear, you are now my son, to know authority. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Hold that neighbor by your side. And read to that neighbor and read out very loud. One to go. How many authority? Is anyone still left for the devil? If it is all, that means the devil was stripped of all his dominion. All. All authority in heaven where? And on. The devil can only operate in dominion in darkness. That's all. Lies and darkness is the only power he has now. That's it. So, that's what we've been reading, you know, from Psalms chapter 2 to Philippians chapter 2. Everything, that's it here. Let's now see the purpose. How many of you will begin to apply yourself to the purpose of authority? How many of you? Because that's where the power is. The power is in the purpose. Somebody say the power is in the purpose. Now, read verse 19. Turn to your neighbor. Hold his or her hands. Just one person. And call him by his name. Say, Mr. David. See what we are supposed to do with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ that has been given to us. Now read to your neighbor. One, two, go. Shout it loud. Shout it loud. Shout it loud. Tell your neighbor, step out beyond your comfort zone. Step out beyond your convenience. Step out beyond the church walls. Say what? Step out beyond your personal needs, your personal ambitions for success, for money and wealth. Say for fame. Say step out beyond the walls of your family. Say God, therefore. There is a vision you've got to have. There is a vision you and I have got to have. Only those on the go know the power of the name of Jesus. Do you know why the power of God showed up on Friday? The way he showed up? Because Pastor David is on the go. You know why he's going to show up on today? Because the power that is showing up today, Pastor David is on the go. God knows, he tells me one thing in the secret, I will shout it on the rooftop. He knows I'll make sure I do whatever according to the grace he has given me to make sure everybody hears it. He knows I'm going to preach the gospel. And this is not because I'm a pastor. It has been that way. I was trained that way as a believer. And there are a lot of pastors who never received this training as believers. So they keep doing the professional thing. You know, they lock themselves within the walls and they become ineffective. And yet, those who have, there are pastors today that can win souls. If you take the mic from them, they can win souls. The only time they want to talk is when they are on the pulpit or when they are before a crowd. And before, that's the only time. They can't be like Jesus and sit with a woman by a well and use that woman and enter a whole city of Samaria. They can't do that. It has nothing to do with title. It has to do with appetite. What's your desire? Ask of me. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, ask of me. What do you desire? And can I tell you something? The lesser is included. The man who asks for nations and for territories, will he be begging for food? If God gives you nations, will you be looking for car? If, the lesser, see, elevate your visions. Come out. That place you imprisoned your vision, me, myself, my fame, my money, get out of it. Go beyond the walls you build around yourself. It's time for new visions. What's the vision? Everybody shout with me. Say, make disciples of all nations. Eyes on the nations. Eyes on the nations. That's the new vision. There is a harvest that is white and ripe. That is a harvest God has called us to take. That is a harvest He's giving us power and authority. That's why we can cast out devils, because there are people possessed with it. That's why those who don't know that are not casting out devils are the ones that devils are oppressing. But those of us that are casting out devils, devils are afraid of us. When we wake up, devils begin to run. When we walk into a territory, witches begin to disappear. Choose one. Do you the one that needs deliverance, or will you occupy your calling as a deliverer? Choose one. Are you a Nepios? Eyes on the go. Eyes on the go. Many people are dying, killing for money. Many times I see these guys and young ladies, they don't even know, they have to go. They've not seen money. They've not seen money. Get as a believer, get into this vision and you will know what money is. Whatever you have seen now is rehearsal. You will know what, you kaya. God is looking for distribution channels. He is looking for vessels. The eyes of the Lord runs to and fro the earth, seeking out men and women whose hearts are perfect. Who can I use? Whose heart is yearning for something greater? Who has a new vision? Who can see a new harvest? Who can see beyond your immediate need? Beyond your circumstances? When men say there is a casting down, refuse to join the struggle, lift up your eyes and say there is a lifting up. Where are your eyes? What's your passion? And really, what's your passion? There are Christians that whenever we talk about Jesus Christ, talk about missions, talk about soul winning, and they hear testimonies, they tried it to use it as a way to get God to do something. They heard somebody went to win souls. God does miracle, so they go win souls. Because they think it's another ritual, so God can use it to bless them. That devil is a liar. And God tests the heart of men. Test. God weighs the heart of men. He knows what God weighs is not act, is heart. Heart. More important is what happens in your heart. Out of the good treasure in a man's heart, he brings forth good things. God is looking for men and women at this moment. I say, Lord, I say yes. I don't care about nothing. I don't care about nothing. I don't know how to go about it. But what I'm saying is, Lord, at each time, starting from where I am, with what I know, at each time you lead me, I'm going to touch someone's life. One person after another. I'll be a witness for Jesus. From one, I will learn to win 10. From 10, I will learn to reach 100. From 100, I will learn to reach thousands. But Father, this is the cry of my house. Give me the medical institution. The medical sector is filled with people that don't know God anymore. Many were raised in Christ, but because of their job, some of them, they have to be on call. They've not been in church. So they neglected the assembly of brethren so much, the enemy has deceived them. If you go there, is a habitation of sin. You go to your own territory. You say, Pastor, Father, I'm an entertainer. Give me this entertainment place. This year, I want to start with 12 entertainers I'm bringing to you. Lord God, I start, however you want to take it there. And then is blank check. If you want to ask for 12, you ask. If you want to ask for 12,000, you ask. But whatever you ask, ask in faith. Stand on your feet. Lift your hands everywhere. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. All over this hall. Make disciples of all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Lo, behold, I am with you. You want to carry that glory that is unmistakable. How many of you want? You want to open your mouth and speak and angels are moving. You want creation to obey your voice. Some are praying for money. Some command money. You want to operate with that. Raise your hands and begin to pray in the spirit. I don't know what your prayer will be, but the Holy Spirit knows. As you pray in the spirit in a minute, I want you to utter that prayer before God. It's not a long prayer, but it's an intense prayer. It's a prayer from the depths of the heart. A prayer from the depths of the heart, beyond the walls, beyond the limitations of now. Beyond one issue. Today it is one thing, one sickness you're dealing with. No. It's time to come out of that war. Beyond needs. Lord, what will I eat? What will I wear? How will I take care of my shelter? I need a car. Beyond it. It's time. Beyond walls. Beyond the comfort of church. Just being an usher. Just being a singer, just being an instrumentalist, just being in media, just being a sanctuary keeper is not enough. There are nations to take. There are distant lands to take. There are territories to take. Enlarge my heart. Enlarge, open my eyes to see the harvest, Lord. Enlarge my heart. Don't let me die where I first met you. There are people that are still where they first met God. They've not made gains in the spirit. They've not made gains. But they that know their God shall be strong and they shall carry out exploits. Father, don't let me stop where I met you. There are heights to climb. There are things to attain in Christ by the workings of your grace. Ah, thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. Lift your hands if you want me to pray for you. Spirit of the living God, rearrest our hearts again. We have had a journey with you, and especially most of us who thought we've always known you. Unveil another dimension. Take us on another journey we've never been to. Another. You said you will show us great and mighty things we are unaware of. Take us into dimensions we've never known. Lord, strengthen the passion of our hearts. And sustain your fire in our hearts. To keep our eyes on the right prize. Retrain the appetites of our soul. Retrain that we may not ask for mundane things anymore. That we arise and take our positions as sons in glory. That we take our positions as sons in power. We take our positions as sons in authority. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for always hearing me. It is done. In Jesus' name. Oh, you know it. And then you better give him praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.